leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tornadoes are possible as Tropical Storm Debbie moves up the East Coast. One possible twister hit near Rocky Mount, North Carolina last night. Erica Bilton says she felt one in South Carolina, where Debbie made a second landfall overnight.
We heard it coming. It sounded like a train. Yeah, it was wild. Craziest thing I've ever been through.
Heavy rain and flooding from Georgia to Vermont into the weekend. On the presidential campaign trail, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are targeting swing states. They were in Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday and being followed around by Republican VB candidate J.D. Vance.
The race for the White House in full swing, with both campaigns battling to win the Midwest. Air Force Two and J.D. Vance's campaign plane meeting on the tarmac.
I just wanted to check out my future plane.
Holding dueling rallies in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
ABC Selena Wang. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could mean the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. Today marks 1 year since wildfires tore across Maui. The island's mayor tells ABC News homes are being rebuilt sooner than many in the community had expected.
1 year later, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson is reflecting on how far his island has come since this time last year and the help that poured in.
Over 70 countries came through with donations and support for us. I mean, that's amazing.
Homes are beginning to rise again from the ashes. There are new signs of life in Lahaina.
The recovery is coming along so much quicker than anticipated.
While it's been a long year, his teams thought it would take much longer to begin rebuilding.
We told everyone 2 to 3 years, you'll get your first building permit.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Delta passengers have filed a class action lawsuit claiming the airline refused to offer full refunds on flight delays or cancellations during last month's global computer outage. Travelers say Delta paid partial refunds only if they signed waivers against pursuing further legal claims. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America, N.A.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in Eau Claire Wednesday. Here's James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated a 12,000-person crowd in the Eau Claire event district.
James Kelly reporting. Republican running mate J.D. Vance also in Eau Claire Wednesday. The Ohio senator is holding adjacent events known as bracketing as the Democratic ticket campaigns in key swing states. Vance says it's important for the Trump campaign to talk to people and make their case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Burray, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Flamebomber weekend saw crowds of people coming out despite the rather warm weather, including several food trucks. We spoke with Nick Skamoronsky of Nick's Barbecue and Smoked Meats about what it means to attend the event and how he feels about it.
So I've been here, this is my second year this year. The second year with the trailer. The first year I started the business, so I've been in business 3 years now. I started out of a tent, kind of something that was just a little side gig. I was working at family business, so my family owns Country Sausage, south of Phillips. So I sold some sandwiches on the side of Country Sausage for a while, and I started selling out every weekend and started upgrading equipment and started going to events, started at Bryce County Fair, Bryce County Rodeo, and just blossomed into a full-fledged business.
I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Frances Foytek, 90, of Phillips, was reunited with her husband in heaven on Saturday, August 3rd, at the Waterford in Park Falls. Frances is survived by her children, Diane, David, Mary Jackson, by Dana Jansen, along with Nancy Kohler, and by Neil. Further survived by 16 grandchildren, by 12 great-grandchildren, by her sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Friday, August 9th at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips with Father Madnu Lourdu Raju officiating. Visitation to begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the time of the Mass at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frances Foytek, 90, of Phillips. Jan Leslie Robenhorst passed away on July 29th. She is survived by two of her children, Ronald and Anne, and further survived by her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. Visitation service to celebrate her life will be held on Sunday, August 11th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Jan Leslie Robenhorst. Kathleen D.D.M. Telarik, 64, of Phillips, passed away on August 1st, surrounded by her family. She is survived by her husband, Gordy, by her sons, Charles and Jesse, further survived by her stepchildren and her grandchildren. Celebration of life will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kathleen D.D.M. Telarik, 64, Phillips. Kevin L. Mason, 53, of Catawba, passed away unexpectedly on August 6th. He is survived by his mother, Shar, by his siblings, Thomas Mason, Timothy Mason, Terrence Mason, Chris Zimke, Linda Jagger, April Zimke, Harold Zimke, and by many nieces, nephews, and extended family and friends. There is no service planned at this time. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kevin L. Mason, 53, of Catawba.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
The Packers' defense improves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and one player who stands out is pass rusher Rashawn Gary. Off the edge in the new 4-3 defense, in the backfield disrupting the offense. Rashawn, on how the defense is looking so far in camp.
I feel like just us as a defense, just how physical, aggressive everybody is and how we're all on one page.
Now, the Packers travel to Cleveland Saturday for their first preseason game. They've also added another place kicker, Alex Hale out of Oklahoma State, and former Dallas Cowboys defensive end Zach Morton. Baseball, Pat Murphy in a great mood after his Brewers beat the Braves in a back-and-forth game. 8-5 win last night in Atlanta. The Brewers manager talking about veteran catcher Gary Sanchez as a clutch hitter.
Yeah, he's a professional hitter, man, and he loves baseball. That's what I love about Gary, to have an older guy who loves baseball. I do an imitation of him right now, but I'll save it. I don't need to dominate this with humor.
Gary loves baseball.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
You ask me all the time, you saving for college? No, I got a master's degree. Look what I do. No, it's true. I actually got a bachelor's degree in history. And then when I got out of school, imagine that, none of the big history factories were hiring. So I went back into school for psychology, got my master's degree, but halfway through I got on stage for the first time, fell in love with it, and never looked back. Now, I have no regrets, but I'm sure my parents needed a little more convincing. That's why I don't care how much you love your parents. I love mine to death. You're mad at something they did to you growing up. Don't get revenge in a way that ruins your own life. Take some planning and have a laugh together. I got a master's degree in clinical psychology. That's what you got to do. Do what I did. Let them pay for 7 years of college. Then on graduation day, say, I'm going to be a comedian. That works. The look on my mother's face was worth every test. Every essay I wrote. Like, you mean like in Vegas? Close. Utah. That's where the money at, mama. That's where I'm going.
Tonight on your Scare the Pants Off You News. An emergency 911 call in Georgia because his McDonald's order was missing a McDouble. But we made it sound scary, didn't we? And get ready for this one. The polarity of the sun is reversing as we speak. It happens every 11 years, but we're going to scare the pants off you with the story. Why? Because we're the Scare the Pants Off You News. Tonight.
Oh, hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test, 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 test.
Mm-hmm.
bottom shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and he's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. 'Cause I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 redneck crazy. Being the girl in a country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut and ride along, and be the girl in a country song. Well, shaking my moneymaker ain't never made me a dime, and there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. You gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. Ha. These days it ain't easy being that girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut. Never did it this way back in the old days. Oh, yo, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in. Keep our mouths shut and ride along down some old dirt road we don't even wanna be on, and be the girl in a country song.
Yeah, babe.
I ain't your tan leg Juliet. Can I put on some real clothes now? Oh no.
If we were over or just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to
racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. At 747, somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Pictures on her phone and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back, just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean race they gone, clean slate moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Some hearts stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it alright, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it rain. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. No, some girls never do. Yeah, some girls know when they've got something worth holding on to, but some girls never do. Get the mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do.
Jameson Rogers, Some Girls, 98Q Country. How you doing? 27 after 7, cloudy Thursday, but we're going to see some sun. Going to be one of those days where the first half, maybe up to lunchtime or maybe a little beyond or before, there will be some clouds and some rain, but then sun will take over this afternoon. Tonight should be absolutely beautiful. I think we're in for a pretty nice weekend. I don't want to say we need it to stop raining, although some of you in the southern parts of our listening area may say, stop, stop, just stop, please, because things can dry up pretty fast. But it looks like we're going to see some, for the most part, much welcome drier weather. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there's not more than a 20% chance of rain right now each day. A little bit cool as we get into tomorrow, only 61 for the high tomorrow. If you're camping, we're going to see lows, you know, low mid-40s probably Friday night, Saturday night. Temperatures moderating back up into the mid-upper 70s for next week, which is, for me anyway, more acceptable. CompleteRainGutter.com, you go there. They've had their mine in the gutter for over 30 years. You can get a quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Well, today is the day we celebrate one of the great mysteries of the world. Yeah, the domesticated cat. We celebrate on this day. Can I get it? We ran out of, is our budget done? No more sound effects, Res? Oh, okay. Every time we use that, it costs like a nickel. So we're over budget a little bit. So today is International Cat Day. We celebrate the domesticated, well, we celebrate the cats, but for us, it's the cat we have as a pet in our house where the relationship depends on what minute of the day it is. They can be so wonderful at times, and then all of a sudden at other times, everything they ate in the last 36 hours is on your bedspread. So it's a wonderful, relationship. My wife and I do have a cat. We have had a cat pretty much all the years, 25 years we've been married. Most of the time we've had a cat have been by our choice. Sometimes we've had a cat not by our choice. The cat found us. But we have a rather interesting young man. His name is Mason. He's a long-haired black cat. And my wife has told me 1,000 times the kind of cat he is. But he's got six toes. I call him Six Toes Lascano. That's my nickname for him. For you old Brewer fans, you'll know who I'm talking about. But he's quite a personality. Quite a personality, and he's a loving cat, so we celebrate all the great things that our cats bring to us on this International Cat Day. Or as J.D. Vance would say, International Cat Lady Day is what, what he said. So, sorry. Consumer Reports says that a chemical used in rocket fuel is also found in various food products. So they say rocket fuel found in various food products, which, of course, first thing comes to mind is, you know, I've eaten some things in my life that I'm pretty confident that there was rocket fuel in it. What happened after? Taco Bell has no comment about rocket fuel being in their food. Ooh. 20 cents now we've used of our budget there. Steve Martin has officially declined the request, apparently, to go on Saturday Night Live and play Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick, although that could just set the stage for him to show up. It might just be a media ruse that he says, I'm not going to play Tim Walz, and then he shows up. But he has said that he has turned down that request. And that's a shame, because really, when you think about it, how will Saturday Night Live ever find another old guy with white hair and glasses? I mean, why? How will that ever? Sure. Tropical Storm Debbie's causing trouble. Oh, Debbie. Debbie's all around the world. You're causing trouble, Deb, what I'm saying. It came across in Florida, and now it's coming again in the Carolinas. So Tropical Storm Debbie's just picking up. It's just picking up moisture from the ocean and just dumping it in places that we don't need it. So they continue to battle that out in the Carolinas. Surfing, they say, has been a big hit at the Olympics, at the Paris Olympics. Breakdancing, or breaking, they call it, will take place, I read somewhere, tomorrow. So if you like that, enjoy it, because it's a one-year shot. And they'll rotate in another sport in 28 in L.A., which is going to be apparently flag football. So that continues to be, there's a lot of different stories. I've watched ping pong for a little while, but I had to shut it off last night because I realized it was getting inside my brain. Because if you don't intensely, if you're not sitting there watching it, if you're just kind of absorbing the sound of the Olympics at your house, have the TV on, but you're not paying 100% attention, the rhythm of ping pong can drive you crazy because there's just there's a rhythm to every single game, and that is there's silence, and then there's the throwing of the ball in the air, silent, and then the hitting of the ball. So you got tick, 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 you got the crowd goes wild, and then you got the players saying things in English or foreign languages, and then silence again, and then That's the whole rhythm of ping pong right there. Now, I played ping pong as a kid. I love it. Never played it in front of a crowd. Well, I should correct that. Actually, in high school, we had a ping pong tournament. So I might have had a girlfriend or a girl that I wanted to be my girlfriend watching me. So I may have had a crowd at one point. But the rhythm, just do it. If ping pong's on, I don't know if it's still on today, just do that. Just close your eyes and you'll hear that rhythm. The silence, the... And then in between, blah, 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 languages you don't understand. This is how it goes. And I was not paying attention to the TV. And after like 5 minutes, I told my wife, I need to mute this. I feel like there's a worm climbing inside my brain. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of Japan early this morning. And they put out some tsunami warnings with that. No word of injuries or any tsunamis that have resulted from that. And did you see the video of the owl at the Minnesota Zoo? Yeah. So the Minnesota Zoo has come under fire after a tragic incident that involved an owl and a tiger. Officials at the zoo in Apple Valley say that a Eurasian eagle owl flew away from its handler during an open-air training session. And instead of returning to its handler as it was supposed to do, it landed in the nearby tiger enclosure where the tiger ate it. And that's all you need to know. I mean, the incident actually occurred back in April, apparently, but word of it just getting out now. Nobody must have videoed it, I don't think. And could you imagine the tiger? I mean, you've seen the tigers at when you go to a zoo, right? And they're pacing back and forth. They're circling the cages. They're looking for any opportunity because they're hunters. And so all of a sudden, the good Lord drops lunch into the cage of this tiger. And it's the owl. A bad business decision by the owl. It is the second time that this zoo has lost a Eurasian eagle owl. After a training session in 2021, an owl apparently flew away from the zoo and was found badly injured on the side of a road. So the owls apparently don't want to be there, is what I'm saying. But the tiger is very, very happy. We've got some news for you twice an hour. News and sports update. We get it going with ABC.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tornadoes are possible as Tropical Storm Debbie moves up the East Coast. One possible twister hit near Rocky Mount, North Carolina last night. Erica Bilton says she felt one in South Carolina, where Debbie made a second landfall overnight.
We heard it coming. It sounded like a train. Yeah, it was wild. Craziest thing I've ever been through.
Heavy rain and flooding from Georgia to Vermont into the weekend. On the presidential campaign trail, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are targeting swing states. They were in Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday and being followed around by Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance.
The race for the White House in full swing, with both campaigns battling to win the Midwest. Air Force Two and J.D. Vance's campaign plane meeting on the tarmac.
I just wanted to check out my future plane.
Holding dueling rallies in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
ABC Selena Wang. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could mean the economy is weakening. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fire departments are having an emergency of their own. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh pollsters talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. Several Big Lots big box stores are closing in Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
The big box retailer is locking doors and closing 7 Wisconsin stores. It's part of a nationwide downsizing. According to a recent SEC filing, the company plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Flamborough weekend saw many food vendors arrive, including the St. Anthony's ice cream stand. One satisfied customer of the stand told us an entertaining story about his time at St. Anthony's.
Sixth grade, top floor, opened up to all the windows. Last day of school, me and Bob fight. Oh, let's go find that paper. He had reams of paper from the paper mill here. Yeah, stacked up like, we each grabbed as many as we could get them, set them on the register they had there for heat, and then the windows are wide open. We took the blue wrapping paper off of them, reams of paper, as hard as we could. There was paper going across Highway 13.
Is that from the second floor?
Top floor. Yeah.
Shenanigans at St. Anthony's.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The Packers' injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers' first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta, 8-5, to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless, and it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Benarek from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at. And for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised with what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Shawamigan School District. We've got our District Administrator Kyle Cronin, nice enough to join us. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
All right, we survived Flamborama. We were all busy out doing stuff. Good weekend out there.
Great weekend, the car show up at the high school, and then the band in the parade, and a whole bunch of students and a lot of different activities in the parade, but band is always a highlight, so had a good weekend at Flamborama today at the high school. We have the rod builders building custom fishing rods, not hot rods, fishing rods.
All right.
And so they're in the next couple of days. It's just a neat thing to see. I know our Shawamigan fishing teams is going to check out the rod builders later today. So those are always good things going on. We've got a few openings yet this year for paraprofessional aides. Last week I had talked about food service, but we've got that filled in. We do need some coaches yet. If anybody's interested, they certainly can go to our website, our CSDK12.net website, and check those out. We have a jobs page basically that help wanted. Certainly substitute teachers, paraprofessionals, bus drivers, cooks, all of those things we always look for as well. Right. If you have a child with exceptional needs, ages 3 years and older, we're going to ask that you contact Jessica Folstead for our annual child find. Again, we're making sure we want to service the children with exceptional needs. And again, Jessica Volstead at the school district. Online registration is now open for parents as well. The high school gym closed for another week or so until we get volleyball underway. No gym time. However, the weight room is still open, the fitness center area, in the mornings and evenings. Our open house day for all of our students, all of our schools, is Monday, August 26th from 3 to 7 p.m. We're doing pictures on those days as well for our students, and there'll be a couple of different stands set up for photos at the South Campus here in Park Falls, and then as well up at the North Campus in Glidden. So photos all over. Sixth grade orientation coming up on August 21st from 6:30 to 7:30. And believe it or not, Joel, we've got football practice starting this coming Tuesday. Say next. And then volleyball starts on August 19th and cross country on August 19th. Again, the athletes, make sure you've got your physical and eligibility paperwork turned in so that you can participate in practice. And if you're unsure of what kinds of information you need to provide the school, you can contact Mrs. Carl at the high school office.
All right. And first day of school is, what's the date on that?
Tuesday, September 3rd.
Tuesday, so the day after Labor Day weekend.
Day after Labor Day.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to give everybody a long weekend to start.
Yeah, it's very nice of you. It's very nice of you. Preliminary time off. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. Great day, Joel. Thank you so much. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan School District, joins us on Thursday mornings. To update us on what's going on, you can check out all the activities, csdk12.net.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. Got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar, see more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Gonna be funky. How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days, and the way I would lay waste day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Put it on me. All right.
Zac Brown Band at 98Q Country. Man, I'm going to miss the Summer Olympics. I just love, I got out in the studio here in the morning and I go home and at night, and it's just, it's just so cool. And it's just so nice to see athletes smile and enjoy the competition. I know they want to win, and I understand all that. But, man, there was a couple incidents in tennis yesterday that just made me laugh. One of them were one of the tennis players was attacking the net trying to get a short ball, ended up throwing his racket at the net. It kind of almost slid under the net, and him and his opponent embraced it a little bit at the net and just were laughing about it. And it's just, it's great to see, and I know these athletes put in a lot of work, and it's very serious competition. But I enjoy the interviews with the athletes afterwards and just hearing them trying to enjoy the experience, because Paris is a very unique part of the world. I think that's a nice it's a very unique part of the world, and I've never been there, but I know it is. So the athletes, I think, are enjoying seeing something a lot different than the U.S. So it's cool, and I'm gonna miss it. It'll continue. I'm not a closing ceremony guy, though. I won't be there at the closing ceremonies, because that doesn't do much for me. Just the competition. The men's basketball team will go for gold, of course. They would be the favorite to do that, although they got to go through Jokic. Jokic is still there with Serbia, and there's a couple of good teams in there, so it's not a given that this team's going to win the gold. The women's basketball team, now they're just dominating, and they're beating up on everybody, so that's probably going to happen. Right, we're going to get to, what is it, a Thursday? We'll get to our birthdays, local birthdays, at 8:30. We'll do that this morning. And we'll see what else we can throw your way. As always, if your nonprofit group or organization has stuff going on, let us know about it. We're always happy to talk about, like, Music in the Park tonight going on in Phillips and stuff like that. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, or you can just drop the flyer off if you like, old school way, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Tuesdays are back at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They mean taste the tour of Italy, where you can enjoy pasta primavera, chicken parmesan, or Sicilian steak, soup, salad, and Terry's homemade garlic bread for just $15. On Wednesdays, shrimp palooza, Thursdays feature saved prime rib sandwiches, and Fridays are all about the fish fry extravaganza with cod, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts, perfectly paired with signature cocktails, and Saturdays savor prime rib. Find them at the intersection of Highway 13 and Highway 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. So look for the big deer.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Big hits. From big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q.